I'm speaking with Novus International's Executive Vice President Giovanni Gasparoni, and we're going to be talking a little bit about a white paper that was just recently released by Novus on methionine and the global outlook for methionine. This is an important paper, and it's important to look at this subject and how it impacts production of animals worldwide. So first of all, Gio, if you could just explain what is methionine and what its importance is to animal production.
So methionine is a synthetic amino acid. It's an essential amino acid, which is largely used to integrate the diets of different animals, especially animals with feathers. So it's largely used in poultry. It cannot be synthesized by the animal, so it needs to be added to the diet, since the animal needs more than they can receive from basic crop like corn and soybean meal.
So why did you find it necessary to author and release this white paper?
For two reasons. This was an educational paper that I wanted always to write for our company, for our people internally, but also for our customers. As you know, as I go around the world, I've been asked many times the drivers of our business. So if you read the paper, I took a higher view in the sense that I tried to describe all the drivers for our business, actually, not necessarily just for methionine, but I talked about the animal protein production. So I started describing that part, and then I finished with what that means, all those drivers, what they mean for the world in terms of methionine. But obviously you can extrapolate the same things for vitamin, minerals, and lysine, and all the other additives that are related to the animal production. So it was more an external and internal educational piece, I think.
Well, what do you see right now are the major global factors that are driving protein demand and ultimately the demand for methionine?
Well, as I wrote in the paper, not just necessarily for methionine, but all the driver for feed production is in animal production is really population and income. So these are the two key drivers. Another side of production is the industrialization of feed production. So the key driver in terms of population, of course, are China, India, Africa. These are the area where you see the major growth in the next decade. And in terms of GDP, again, those are the areas where you see the major growth in terms of GDP, so disposable income. But the other country, obviously, they're driving the growth of animal production is are the United States, related to immigration, Mexico, and Brazil, of course. These are the other three areas.
What do you see as the fastest growing animal protein segments for methionine consumption?
The fastest growing for methionine is China. China is the fastest growing country, and this is obviously for the same reason, for population, increasing GDP and disposable income and the industrialization of the feed. Although the industrialization already occurred, so in poultry production in China, we abandoned almost completely the practice of small farms or backyard production, unlike the hog production still that remain in the same, somehow lower in industrialized production, unlike in the hog. But in poultry, we are already there. The next change that may change the trajectory of the methionine consumption in China is if and when they will get to more further processed and cut-up parts, which they are still far away from that. You need to have a completely different GDP outlook for that.
Now, as we look at the paper specifically, poultry production is extremely important as far as protein is concerned, because you get both the meat and the eggs. But there's a little bit of a good news, bad news situation there. And the bad news is that the percentage growth rate of chicken production is declining, but the growth rate is stable and chickens is still highly competitive. How is methionine really valuable then in poultry production for increasing that protein source?
I'm mentioning the paper overall. Chicken are still growing, but obviously the growth rate, which is lower than in the past. And now the base is big. That's why I mentioned that the growth rate of the poultry in general is around 2% for the next decade. I'm talking about CAGR, compound annual growth rate. And where methane comes into place is that we need, in order to maintain a sustainable food production, so in order to reduce the consumption of raw material and yet at the same time deliver the same amount of meat, we need to use more effective and efficient diets. So we need to work more in lowering the feed conversion. And in order to do so, we need to move toward using more methane, which helps in that extent.
In your paper, you say that in a rational world, the use of methionine would be higher, but with the most recent economic research, it shows that humans do not always behave rationally. Can you explain that?
Our business needs to look at the business of making protein in somehow different ways. The cost of feed, yes, is important, but especially for the integrated groups, is the cost of meat that is important. Unfortunately, even on the more modern operation, on the vertically integrated, we still see cost center rather than looking at overall profitability. So sometimes the profitability of one department is detrimental for the overall or against the profitability of another department. So we are still, this is the irrational behavior of the human being. Sometimes it's because we are missing, perhaps in other less developed area, we are missing the total picture of the information to take rational, in this case, decisions. So I guess this is still the problem. Another one is that what the market is asking for. So in emerging country, we still see feed sold in the open market. So the farmer is buying from different suppliers, and the buyer is looking at the cheapest cost of feed, I guess, not making the link on the, you know, density diet and the quality of the feed. So feed producer and manufacturers sometimes are also forced to comply with the force of the marketplace to use a low-density diet, and that is obviously impacting the feed conversion and the growth rate of the animals.
And so you make a great case for that in the use of methionine in this paper. So who would you like to read this? How are you going to distribute this? And who would you like to be looking at this paper that makes the case a good case for using methionine?
It's on our website, and we try to distribute it to as many people as possible. I encourage our employees to read it because they understand the fundamental of our business. But I think it should be read by everybody who has any interest in the understanding animal protein, and also for people, our family, for people that want to understand the efficient and effective nutrition of the animal is the way to go for a sustainable world. It is the way to make this world a place where the food is created, the cost of the species will be affordable by everybody. So it's a kind of the first step, if you wish, toward having Novus more and more engaged in educating not only the people in the business like you, but also people that are adjacent or somehow outside our world.
And that's really the overall goal for Novus as a company. Your mission statement is feeding the world more affordably, right?
That's correct. And we really stand behind that, our vision. It's very important. It gives us perspective of why a company like Novus is in the business that we are. And also because I see more and more opinion, uneducated opinion, but loud about our business. And this is causing changes in the food production, inflationary, that are affecting the production cost and the cost of food around the world. And you know, you and I talked many times about this topic. So it's very close to my heart. So we need to make sure that we make food that is affordable for everybody and not creating rules that will be implemented in countries where the cost of food will be so high that only the fewer people will be able to afford.
And that is why this paper on methionine is important for people to read, not just those in the poultry industry, not even just those in the agriculture industry, but anyone who's concerned about feeding a growing population in our world. Thank you very much. That's Gio Gasparoni, Executive Vice President of Novus International, headquartered near St. Louis, Missouri. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.